Today is Tuesday, 17th of September, 2013. Today's topic, exponential change. This is Virtual Saguaro. Thanks for listening in. As we're doing this simulation of filling up a swimming pool, you may want to go to the virtualsaguaro.com website and see the diagram of the swimming pool, as well as the filling schedule of the water going into the pool. It may help you understand what we're doing. Well, are you ready to fill up that swimming pool? We're going to do it. We're going to start really small. You're going to walk to the deep end. You're going to take an eyedropper, and you're going to drop a single drop down into the bottom of it, and it goes ka-splash. Every 10 seconds, we're going to add twice the previous amount. Let's walk over there now and add two drops. Clunk, clunk. How about four drops? Doesn't look like much happening at the very bottom of that swimming pool, that's for sure. It's a rather large place, but it's going to fill up quickly. Here comes eight drops. We're up to 1 ounce now, so we'll start talking in terms of ounces. Still doesn't look like very much water at the bottom of that swimming pool. Here comes the next part. Let's go to 2 ounces. Drop it at the bottom. Doesn't even look like it hit. It splashes, kind of smatters a little bit. Okay, let's go up to 4 ounces. Remember, we're doubling each previous amount of water placed into that swimming pool every 10 seconds. How about 8 ounces? This is a glass of water. Well, maybe you can see some water at the bottom. Maybe you can't. I'm not really quite sure. But there's at least something showing. Boom, there goes. We put 2 8-ounce glasses. Now, pretty soon we're going to run out of the ability to fill up an 8-ounce glass, so we'll probably go to several. But let's go to 4 8-ounce glasses now. Choop, 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 choop. We're dumping those things in. Okay, I'm getting tired of carrying glasses over there, but let's dump in 8 8-ounce glasses, and we'll see what happens down at the bottom. Well, there is water showing. Remember, we're down at the deep end. You know what? I'm going to switch over to a gallon this time. Okay, a whole gallon. Let's pour it in kind of slowly. It splashes. You know, there's not much happening in this exponential world at this point. Okay, walk over and put 2 gallons in. Pour the first gallon. Pour the second gallon. Can you look at the bottom of the pool? There's some water showing, but not very much. Okay, your turn to put 4 gallons of water in there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, there's water everywhere, but it's not even covering the bottom. Okay, let's go get an ice chest, which is twice the volume of 4 gallons, about 8 gallons. Pour a whole ice chest of water in there. You should see something happening. Okay, time for 2 ice chests. Pour the first ice chest in. Pour the second ice chest of water in. I don't know. This is never going to get filled up. Okay, go get a refrigerator. I know you're pretty strong. Fill up the refrigerator with water and dump in a refrigerator, which is twice what 2 ice chests can hold. You know what's going to happen. Let's go get 2 refrigerators. Push, push. Okay, it's looking like there's some water down there. Not a lot, but it might be just what a thin veneer covering the bottom. Okay, get your friends, because we're going to take 4 refrigerators of water. 1, 2, 3, 4 refrigerators of water. You need a lot of friends. Okay, how about 8 refrigerators of water? Now, we're getting to something pretty amazing here, because the next thing we're going to have to use is a pickup truck bed. It's a pretty good-sized bed. It's 6 by 2 by 4.5, but we need one of those. Let's throw it in. We're 1/32nd full. Can you believe that? Okay, let's get 2 pickup beds next to her. Back those pickups up. They've got a little ramp on the thing. Maybe it'll take it down. Okay, we put 2 pickup beds in there. We're 1/16th full, and it maybe looks like there's some water down there, but we'll never fill this thing up in the next 25 or 30 seconds. Let's get a walk-in storage container, 5 by 8, 7.5 foot tall. Pour that quantity of water in, and now we're going to see a change. That's twice what 2 pickup beds are worth. Okay, now we need a walk-in 8 by 10, 7.5 foot tall storage container full of water. Throw that in. It's getting full. We're 1/4. Let's get 2 of those storage containers. Pour those things 8x10, 7.5 foot tall. We are halfway to being filled. Go get yourself a 40-foot shipping container, the kind you see on the top of railroad cars and on shipping vessels around the world. Put a 40-foot container of water in there, and your swimming pool is now filled. It now has 4,538,000 ounces or 35,000 gallons. Exponential change really takes place in that last 5-10-second periods that we're measuring. Went from a pickup truck bed all the way up to a 40-foot shipping container full of water, and we filled up that swimming pool, which didn't even look like it had a lot of water in it. So empty swimming pool to a complete swimming pool in just over 4 minutes. That's what exponential change can do. For more information on exponential change, there are 3 links on the website of virtualsaguaro.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.